There is no reason for you to hide. It's so hard for me staying here all alone when you could be taking me.
Hello. Oh, I can hear us now. Hi, everybody. This is DJ May, so sorry about that. So I told you that today's topic is astrology, and who better of a person to talk about it with me than DJ Aquarius?
Hello.
Hi.
Happy Monday.
Now, why did you choose your name?
I chose the DJ name DJ Aquarius because I am an Aquarius, and not just an Aquarius, but I'm a very proud Aquarius.
Yeah.
I love my astrological sign.
Yeah.
Is that how I say it right? Astrological.
Yeah,
I got
yes.
That right. I got a little too fancy on myself.
Well, how would you describe an Aquarian?
An Aquarius, we walk a thin line between genius and insane.
Oh.
From what I...
From what you read, right?
Yeah, from what I read, we are absolutely crazy. We, we're super, super genius in some ways, but, like, just... We're always on that border of just going nuts. And it's, we're very artistic people. We're usually very social. We do not like being controlled, most of us anyway. We can't stand that.
Independent.
Yeah. We have an odd way. We're like, we tend to be very old souls, but extremely youthful at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And just always budding and brimming with new ideas. That's a lot of the ways, yeah. And
okay. Well.
And we make interesting lovers. I should put that.
Yes, I heard that. I had an Aquarian lover, by the way.
Oh, really?
We'll talk about that later.
Ooh, but let's hear about it.
But Janet, I mean, DJ Aquarian. they also say that Aquarians tend to have or exude less emotion. Is that true? Because I don't see that from you.
So I've
feel
never
like
heard
you're
that about an Aquarius before. I would expect that from a Capricorn.
A Capricorn, yes, but I also heard that about an Aquarian.
I've never heard that about Aquarius. Usually they describe us as over-emotional.
Really?
Usually. I mean, in all the readings that I've done, you know, and I've done a lot of research on Aquariuses, we're usually described as people that are just very emotional and very in touch with our feelings and just, we live on emotion. And I know for me, everything I do is driven by emotion. I'm not somebody that separates emotion from life at all very well.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I've never heard that. That's new to me.
Oh, well, maybe I was just thinking about some Aquarians that I don't see much emotion coming out of them, but that's putting everyone in a box anyway, so.
Well, you know, there's different kinds of
that's the problem with astrology.
Yeah,
and we're going to touch on that.
That's true. Well, I know there's some people, like, you can be an Aquarius, but born under, like, let's say a Virgo moon or something like that. Like, there's all these different types of, so you might be born, like, in the month of an Aquarius or whatever, but not really an Aquarius, or you might be, like, a Sagittarius, but really you're a Cancer. It depends on, like,
well, see,
the moon
the
and
thing.
How the planets
you
line
go
up.
Girl
see,
that's what we're talking about
right on.
So that's
let's
what
let's high five into the mic so they can hear it
yes, the moon sign, this is what I read, the sun sign, and DJ Aquarius, it says I'm getting information here that your mic is not on. So let's see. How shall
you
we go
I've
about fixing this?
Said all that and my mic isn't on? This is horrible.
Well, we could try another mic. Would you like to try over there?
Sure, let me migrate.
Yeah, go migrate over there. And we'll see how this works. Okay. So as Aquarius is moving over there to a different position of the studio, I'm going to talk about how the moon sign that Aquarius was talking about, the moon sign, the sun sign, your rising sign, all of that, it's not just your sun sign. It doesn't, when you talk about what your astrology is, what your sign is, it's not cool to just say it's your sun, talk about your sun sign, because it's not just your sun sign
right, yeah.
That makes you. It has to do with all of the planets and where they were in position when you were born.
Right, yeah.
That's what astrology is all about.
That's true. Yeah, and I'm kind of ashamed to say, as into astrology as I am and as in love with my sign as I am, I really don't know all the twists and turns of how it works. Like, really, what makes you a Virgo? What makes you an Aquarius?
We're
what makes
talk you a Sagittarius? About that.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
We're learning here, folks.
I mean, I'm still learning, too, but I have some info here, and we're going to kind of go through it. And let me, before we get into it.
Yes.
There are people that will say, astrology is not...
Yeah, it's dicey and not realistic.
It's a pseudoscience. It's not science. It's not proven. It's not empirically observed. We cannot say it's true.
Right. Very true.
So, I get that.
Right.
But I also have to say that we don't know what 95% of the universe is made of.
That's true. We really don't.
So, okay, how come since we don't know, that scientists are saying we do know that there's something, but we don't know what it is. And then when we talk about astrology, which we cannot prove what it is, but there is history that dates back to 5,000 years about how accurate it is.
Right.
You know, how come scientists say, oh, well, it's just not real. It's just not true.
It
doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to me either. I don't know. Scientists tend to be very logical people. They're very, you know, they're all about facts and figures and numbers and just solid, hard, you know, hardcore solid evidence. Usually I've met some pretty sketchy scientists. But I don't know. I mean, I can't say that I put all my eggs in that basket, but I will say it's an aspect of life that has really fascinated me for a long time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And a lot, and same with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I have a lot of quotes from really notable figures. And one of the figures is, let's see, he was in the Reagan administration, and he said basically that everybody on Wall Street is using astrology as a way to predict things.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised either. As like, whatever you could do.
Yeah, seriously. You know?
Even, you know, the Mayans, they use their, I would say that their religion is kind of based astrology. On time and astrology.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, they had all of those big, you know, their architecture was completely based on astrology.
Right. You know, okay, this reminds me, talking about Wall Street and astrology and all this stuff, it reminds me of an episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Uh-huh. I was just watching that this morning.
I love that show. Isn't it great? We should do the wrap sometime. We should. Okay, next show we should wrap for y'all. So... But anyway, there was this episode where Uncle Phil, who's Will Smith's in the show, is his wealthy uncle. And Will Smith's uncle is in the process of making like some financial negotiations with this big broker, this big investment broker guy. And so Will Smith's character comes in who, you know, if you watch the show, you know, his character is never to be taken seriously. You know, he's the goofball, the playboy. He's anything but like the serious kind of guy that, you know, has any business working on Wall Street or anything like that. And this Wall Street guy that was in negotiation with Uncle Phil took a liking to Will because of his astrological sign. And I forget what sign it is that Will's character had in the show, but I don't know if it was I don't know what it could have been.
He's probably a Leo.
Or something like that, yeah.
He portrays a Leo to me.
Yeah, but you have a point.
But that's very surface.
Yeah.
That's very surface.
No, but you have a point. But no, but this guy was just so infatuated with Will's sign. And then when he found out his birthday, and he's like, oh, those are my lucky numbers. And he's like, kid, you're my good luck charm. So he hired Will Smith's character to come in, gave him a company car, a cell phone, you know, a brand new Armani suit, a briefcase, everything. And nobody could figure out why this guy had Will working for his company, and Will had no qualifications whatsoever except for he had the right astrological sign and his birthday was this guy's lucky numbers. So when you said that, I'm like, you know what, that probably is really based on fact, because
a lot of people use it
because,
you know, they turn to that to just make major decisions in their lives, the timing of decisions. They say a lot of rulers use astrology to, you know, to start a war.
Yeah.
What a good time for a war would be. The Mayans did that.
Right.
The Mayans actually based more on this planet Venus.
Interesting.
Which is, Venus was apparently like what they really looked at.
Women are from Venus.
Women are from Venus. And so basically what they say about your sun sign. So I'm a Cancer, you're an Aquarius.
Right.
DJ Aquarius.
Yes.
So they say that that is kind of like your outer shell.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then they say that your ascendant sign or your rising sign.
Ooh.
Do you know your rising sign?
I don't.
Darn.
I wish know mine. I did.
I looked it up. It's a Sagittarius.
Interesting.
So, yes.
No wonder we get along. Aquariuses and Sagittarius are totally compatible. That makes a lot of sense.
It makes sense. And yeah, they're very social people. I like to talk.
Yeah.
I mean, but the other people do that aren't Sagittarians. So that's where people start thinking, oh, this is fake. Because, you know, you can say that anything is that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, but anyways, getting back to it. So, yes, your ascendant sign is what your persona is.
Right.
When you first meet somebody.
Right.
Then comes the kicker. The moon sign. The moon sign is your inner workings, basically.
Wow.
Your emotions, your desires, they stem from this sign. So,
wow.
Yeah, do you know your moon sign?
I don't know any of this. God. Oh my God.
Well, my moon sign's in Aries.
Interesting.
So, you see that my sun sign's a Cancer, my moon sign's in Aries. Those are complete opposites, right? How am I here? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, how it all starts when a man and a woman.
No. I mean, like, that's complete opposite.
Right.
That wouldn't make sense normally.
Right. Life doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Anyways. So, yeah. Your moon sign. That is, like, what is inside. The sun sign is what your shell is on the outside.
Right.
And it makes sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, you know, it's kind of like we're all made up of little astrological building blocks, and there's different little pieces, you know, of each sign that kind of makes us all up, I guess, in a way. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
And it has to do with how your personality, they say, according to astrology, has to do with the relation of the planets with each other.
Right.
So if the sun is squaring the moon, they say, or if it's opposite,
right,
as Cancer and Aries is,
right,
you tend to have a harder time deciding what you need and you want, because you have like kind of this duality that's completely opposite.
Interesting. So do you have that complication?
You know, I think we all might have that at some point in our lives.
At some point. Yeah. Maybe some more than others.
Right.
But you've always struck me as the type of person that knows what you want overall.
Well,
like, I was talking to you the other day about some key decisions you've made in your life over the years, and you really seem like you know what you want, and you're not afraid to go get it. Amen, sister.
Oh, I know what I want.
Yeah.
I know what I want.
Yeah. And you seem like you're not afraid. So, I mean, that's...
That... Who knows?
Now, my friend, a very close friend of mine, is an Aries on the shell. I don't know what her moon sign is, her sun sign, all that. But I know, you know,
she could
the
be
first
a triple Aries.
Yeah. Oh my lord. No, that is complicated. But I know her at least her top layer, the top layer of the cake, is an Aries, right? Who knows what the cream filling is? But but. Oh my goodness. But she really has a hard time making decisions. I mean, some things she knows what she wants, but I feel like when it comes to life decisions, I mean, you know, if you're like, do you want chocolate or vanilla, or do you want, you know, to go to Applebee's or Chili's or whatever, she can usually kind of make up her mind about little stuff like that. But when it really comes to, like, what do you want? Where do you want to be in life? Where do you, you know, things like that, she just kind of has no clue, and she kind of floats along, usually with, like, you know, whatever her parents say or whatever, and she really has no direction in that type of way. I mean, she
could be because her natal chart is, there's some planets that are conflicting with each other.
Yeah,
it could be.
Interesting.
Yeah,
poor girl.
A lot of people who are very harmonious in their lives,
yeah,
and they just kind of move and go, and there's no barricades, kind of, I guess you'd say, like,
yeah,
mental barricades.
Yeah,
they're planets, it's proven, their planets are usually more in sync with each other. Like, there's no opposing
planets.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So those are the people that have an easier time in life.
I guess. In a way.
Interesting.
I wouldn't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. So yes, there are a lot of people that don't believe this is so because of what we said. There's, you know, we can't really prove this.
Right.
Even though it's been around. But a lot of scientists and statisticians and psychiatrists are saying that it is so. And there is a book called The Scientific Proof of Astrology by Percy Seymour. And in it, Seymour says that fetuses, like when they're in the womb, might be affected by the movement of the sun and the moon and the planets as they interfere with Earth's magnetic field.
Interesting.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
But then some people would say, well, not all planets have a magnetic field.
Right.
So that doesn't make sense then, right? Like how, if it all has to do with the magnetic field or the electromagnetic field and some planets don't have it, then that wouldn't make sense. Do you know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I understand why people would say, oh, it's not, you know, the magnetic field. But then again, we don't know what 95% of the universe is made of. So right. Why are we
questioning? Yeah, that? We really don't know.
Yeah. So anyways.
Interesting.
There's another argument here. And it says that. Here it is. It says that the Southern California Methodist Hospital discovered that more babies are conceived on the waxing moon than on the waning moon. So there's certain periods, like the moon phases, that determines when.
Wow.
Yeah. And German researcher W. Bueller analyzed 33,000 births and discovered that there was a significant preponderance of male births during the waxing moon.
Interesting.
Yeah. It is interesting. And then there was a show. Oh, you know the show Unsolved Mysteries?
I do know it. I don't watch it very often, but I do know it.
I don't even know if it's around anymore, but the reruns are on for
right,
sure.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, so this lady comes in, and the producers of the show decide to test the astrology.
Right.
And they gave her 20 birth chart profiles, like natal charts.
Right.
The natal charts are basically the map of the sky when you were born.
Right.
Okay. And so they give her those. They give her 20. And they added 4 serial killers in those charts, in their natal charts. And she
picked, I bet they're all Scorpios. No, sorry.
Ooh. That is a hasty generalization.
That
folks.
Is. Oh, my Lord. That's the most prejudiced statement I've ever made on it.
You are so astrologically prejudiced.
I am. Lord, forgive me. What would Martin Luther King think?
No, Scorpios are known to be very, like, dark. And, but, yeah, Charles Manson was a Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so, yeah, he was included in there. And she, the lady, let's see. Here we go. The lady's name, astrologer's name, was Carolyn Reynolds. And she was able to pull out the 4 serial killers' natal charts.
Wow.
Not by, like, their names or anything, just by looking at the planets. And she said, these people are likely to be serial killers. Right? I was like, whoa.
Oh, my
God. That is pretty cool. And she was also able to give other specific information about these serial killers that proved correct. So,
wow.
All by just analyzing their birth chart.
Wow.
Neat, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
So, whether or not, you know, people want to adopt this
into their belief system.
Yeah, yeah. It really would be smart.
Yeah.
To look at your natal chart.
Right.
Because you can see things in there that may, you know, they may be in alignment with what you think of yourself. And then some aspects may be
things that you don't even realize.
True.
You know? Very true. And maybe you will soon realize it after you read it and like, oh, yeah.
Right.
Like, oh, that's something I don't like.
Right, yeah.
You know?
It's true.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Astrology, it's said to... Your environment is completely different than your astrology.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, right, yeah. You can have these... this makeup.
Right.
But let's see. How can I put this? It's like a car. You're a car, and you are in... A car in California is going to have different effects on it than a car on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the snow and all of the extreme weather. You know what I mean? The
kind of nature versus nurture type of thing.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. It's the environment definitely affects you as a person.
Right, yeah. And how you respond to things. Yeah. The way you view things. Yeah.
Very much so. I mean, you can be living in... very harmonious family, and you know, maybe for some reason you are not happy, right?
Right.
And then you could be in a family where you are in a, you know, what's the opposite of harmonious? Disharmonious?
Chaotic.
Or you're in a family that there's not harmony.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
People are fighting and conflicting, and you are not happy, and then you blame that on your family.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
but
yeah.
No, that's your makeup. Anyways, could be.
Interesting.
You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
That is very
true.
That's
going like really deep into it, but.
It is. It really is. But I mean, you know, for people out there, whether they believe in it or not, it never hurts to learn about yourself.
Yeah.
So, or even if it's. Let's just say the whole thing is completely made up or whatever. But still, that's a fictional part of your life that, you know, it wouldn't hurt to learn about it or just kind of know that this is, you know, the theory out there that, you know, helps define your makeup. So I always encourage people to just, I think the whole point of life really is to learn as much about yourself as possible while you're here.
Mm-hmm.
So I always encourage that. So I always think it's fun. And I love, I mean, for me, whenever I discover something new about myself, as self-centered as this may sound, it's like getting a present, be it good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's a good trait that I've discovered by myself or a bad trait or whatever, you kind of, it's like getting a present. You're like, oh wow, I never knew this about myself. And you're, the more you learn about yourself, the better you'll be able to function in the world, I feel.
Very
so,
true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's
go Aquarius.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, we're gonna take a little break, but when we come back, we'll be talking about natal charts.
Interesting.
All right.
Yay!
You are listening to The Seed on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back.
Greetings.
Hi, Aquarius, over there.
Hi.
You're listening to The Seed. This is DJ May, and we've been talking about astrology.
Yes, we have been.
Yeah.
One of my favorite topics.
And over the break, we were talking about how there's that personality test, the Myers-Briggs personality test.
Can I cut you off for something really quick? I'm sorry. Was that I Cry from Flo Rida? And
yes,
the,
that's coming up.
Do you want to turn that back?
It's coming back. Don't worry.
I love that song.
So we've been talking. Okay. Yes. We've been talking about astrology, and we talked about how there's a personality test.
Yes.
And it's called the Myers-Briggs personality test.
Yes, it is.
And we discovered just now that we have the same personality.
We do.
According to Myers-Briggs.
Yes, we do. My friend's mom recently gave me the test. I was at her house, and her mom is really into psychology and different tests. Her mom is a part of the Facebook group and everything. And she wanted to test me. She knew off the bat without even testing me what my personality was, my personality type was, according to this test. But she really wanted to give it to me. And we took about like an hour to do this test.
Mm-hmm. It's a long test.
Yeah. And I forget what these abbreviations stand for, what these acronyms stand for, but my personality type is an ENFP.
So is mine.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
We are so compatible. It's pretty cool. I love it.
It's pretty cool. And then we said that we don't have the same sign. We don't have the same sun sign. We don't have the same moon sign.
Well,
most likely we don't.
But what's interesting about that is your second sign, or whatever it is that you call it, is a Sagittarius.
Yeah.
And Aquarius and Sagittarius are the most compatible. And in fact, I'm currently dating a Sagittarius. Uh-huh. So we're actually more compatible than two Aquariuses.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, Aquarius and Sagittarius are the best mix you can put together. So yeah, and then another great mix is Aquarius and Aries, and that's another sign you have.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, so we're actually, I actually feel like we're a bit more compatible than the one would think. Maybe not the first layer, the whole what is it, Aquarius and Cancer. You're Cancer, right?
Yeah, we're so not compatible right. in that realm.
But then your other two, Sagittarius and Aries, that's mm-hmm. all that completely blends with Aquarius. That's a perfect, you know.
And those are two fire signs.
Connection.
Yeah, fire and air.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aquarius is air.
Yeah, it is.
And fire are very compatible.
Right.
And then the water and what's the other one? Water and earth.
Right.
Are pretty compatible.
Interesting.
Yeah. And the, let's see, so an Aquarian, a Gemini is an air.
Yeah.
How do you get along with Geminis?
Very, very well.
Yeah?
Very, very, very well.
My mom's a Gemini.
Awesome.
My Venus is in Gemini.
Oh, it's your Venus is a Gemini.
Well, the Venus is, you know, it's a big deal.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like
true.
Your relationship.
Yeah, that's very true. Them. Yeah, I get along extremely well with Geminis.
Yeah.
Very, very well. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Very cool, Aquarius.
Yay.
Okay, well, I have a little fun fact here. According to NASA, scientists have correlated solar storm activity to rates of heart attacks. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, God.
Lung diseases as well. And in a huge study by Russian scientist A.L. I'm not even going to try to pronounce this.
Yeah.
Or I will. Okay.
Oh, do it. Do it. It'll be funny.
Chijevsky.
Ooh. Chijevsky.
Yes.
I like that.
It's a T. It starts with T-C-H.
Ah.
Chich. Anyways. A.L. Chitsvitsky drew up lists of wars, epidemics, revolutions, and population movements from 500 BC to 1900, and he plotted them against curves of solar activity, and he found that 78% of the outbreaks correlated with peaks of solar activity.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Like, that
is. So solar activity, I mean, when there's solar flares, I think
that's powerful.
That's very powerful.
Yeah.
And it breaks through, I think it breaks through like electromagnetic, like our whole grid.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Around the world. So, yeah, people are, you know,
now I feel like
looking
seeing a
at
shooting
the
star or something.
Well, shooting star. Do you know what a shooting star is, Aquarius?
It's basically a dying star, right? And it's.
Well,
it's an imploding star, and it's like gas, and it's shooting across the sky because the star is now dying, basically, and it's like a new star needs to come in, right? Or do I have that kind of wrong?
I mean, that's what I thought, and then I heard that shooting stars are actually comets.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We might have to look that one up.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Whatever they are, they're pretty as heck.
Yeah.
So, and I always make a wish.
You have to make a wish.
I do. I always do.
So, we're going to talk about how relationships are affected by astrological signs, or how they are not affected by astrological signs. But before we move forward, I do have to say that I have a friend who looks or listens to his astrological horoscope every morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's
dedication.
Very into it. Yeah. And I find, like, the reason why I don't like astrology is because sometimes people direct themselves based on what they hear.
That can be annoying.
Yeah, because it's like you're not living your life.
Yeah, it can be really, really annoying.
Yeah, because it's like, oh...
Or what their fortune cookie says, or what their psychic said. You know,
fortune
the tarot
cookies
cards.
Are great. What are you talking
I
about?
I love fortune cookies, yes. But I mean, sometimes they'll sit around expecting, you know, something, or, you know, what the tarot card said. I mean, people do get a little too far off into stuff, and sometimes it just gets ridiculous. So
Yeah, it really does. I agree.
I knew a couple back at my junior college. And, well, they weren't a couple, but they wanted to be a couple. But they refused to date each other because tarot cards said not to date each other. And I'm like,
they
you guys
given it
are
a whirl.
So stupid. You really are. And they're like, no, we never disobey the tarot cards. I'm like, okay, you know what?
Well, you guys have one similarity.
Yeah.
So why don't you go off of that?
That's true, right? Exactly. Yeah. So, but yeah, they're like the only people I know that really took, you know, tarot cards seriously. Mm-hmm. Personally, I've never dealt with tarot cards. I'm not that deep off into anything other than astrology, but yeah.
Well, tarot cards, yeah, they kind of go with the other, you know, they're both pseudosciences.
Yeah.
You know, tarot cards are interesting because you can interpret something so many different ways.
That, yeah.
You know, the card itself can... Yeah. You can interpret it so many ways.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, seriously. For me, the reason I don't get as off into like stuff like tarot cards and whatnot is I feel like, you know, I'm open to whatever people choose to believe. But for me, like tarot cards are like man-made. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you're dealing with astrology, you know, human beings didn't make planets. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So I tend to put more faith in things that are not man-made. Things like tarot cards, crystal balls, yakety yak. You know, that's all. You know what I mean? They're all made in China. You know, the planets were made in China. So, you know.
Well, so. Astrology has always been linked to astronomy.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, when the scientific revolution came, they separated them.
Yeah, that's true.
So
it's very true.
Yeah. I think it's just an old... study that it basically people did astronomy because of astrology.
Right.
They studied the stars because they had these hidden
that's true.
You know, they had these hidden answers. And,
because sailors needed to follow the North Star.
That's true too. Yeah.
Watch Muppet Treasure Island, folks. You'll know what I'm talking about. But
yes.
You should see the look on DJ May's face right now. She's just like, okay, Aquarius. Oh my god,
you're funny. So yeah, aside from finding our North Star so we can find our way home,
yes,
it's really people always thought of astrology, or a lot of people thought of astrology as, let's see, the planets, everything is interconnected.
Right.
So, you know, the DNA, the cells that we have, everything is, if you believe in the Big Bang, is a production of the Big Bang.
Right. Yeah.
Even our minds.
Yeah.
Like everything about us.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's one argument for astrology.
Right. Do you guys want to know something quirky about me, DJ Aquarius?
Sure.
I have always had this dream that I could live in the Milky Way because it always looks so beautiful when you look at pictures of it.
Oh, I know.
And I've always wanted to just move to the Milky Way and make that my home and just live in the Milky Way. And
that would be so cool.
And I just love that word Milky Way to a point that the Milky Way candy bar became my favorite candy bar. The Twix is my second favorite. But
what about Mars? Yeah,
but
the Mars cookie?
Interesting. I never thought about that. But yeah, I guess that could work too. But there's just I remember being a little kid in like elementary school and the teacher would be talking about the Milky Way and I remember looking at pictures of him being like, wow, I want to move into the Milky Way. And just,
oh, I know.
Oh my god,
when I look into, when I look at space, I my mind just goes like, wow, right, there's so many things that we don't know yet.
I know, right? Seriously,
I could sit there for hours,
right?
Yeah. Isn't, can you?
Yeah, really. And just totally. Stare at it. There's just so much magic out there.
There is.
Yeah, something we should do for you guys. There was a movie, DJ May might know this movie, but I know I grew up watching this movie. It's called Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century. Oh. And it was a Disney Channel movie, and it's about this girl that lived in outer space. They lived on a space station, and this evil man was trying to tear down their space station. They were all gonna die, but she found a way to hack into their computers and save them. And there were this big rock band called Microbe, and the lead singer was this rock star named Protozoa. And but in the second Xenon, because there's three Xenons, the second Xenon, the Zequel, it was called, they have Protozoa and his band Microbe had a new song called Galaxy Girl.
Okay.
Oh my god, if we can play that for you guys. Oh. I would love to share that song, because even though it's like it was a children's, because that movie came out when I was so little, it came out in like 2002 or so, I don't know what it was, but I was like really really young when that movie came out. But I used to, you know, and it was, and the song was all about like, you know, going away to another planet with this girl, and like he would sing about how the galaxy is ours and all this stuff, you know, because it was a futuristic movie and so. And oh my god, I got so, and even now, like being a college kid, when I listen to that song, I get so wrapped up, and I just want to get on a rocket ship and just go off into the Milky Way with this rock star named Protozoa and rock out. So if there's a way we can share this song with you guys before the show is over, I would love to.
I'm gonna try to do that. Yay! For you, Aquarius.
Thank you,
Miss Galaxy Girl.
Yay! That's so me. Oh my gosh.
No, but really, there are so many.
No, but really.
No, but really, Galaxy Girl and I really do believe that there are so many, you know, unanswered questions that we have.
Yeah.
Why would people say there's no such thing as astrology? Like, are they scared?
Yeah. I really? Mean, it could be. I don't know. You know, it could be that they are scared.
Well, I don't know. It happens to be that all of these pseudosciences are put in, like, the mystic pile.
Right.
It's like, oh, no, that's mysticism. Oh, no, that's mysticism. Oh, that's witchcraft. Oh, that's this. Oh, that's
yeah.
That. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't people want to explore that further?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm a very doubtful person. And a lot of times when people start getting into different stuff, doubt just immediately comes in my mind. Usually there's some logical explanation for it. But I am open to the fact that there can be. I'm very open to the fact that there can be some realism behind this stuff. Or, you know, there is somebody with some real type of insight into this stuff.
Especially because there's so many cultures that have had it around for so thousands long. Of years.
Yeah, very true.
Like, why is it very still true. There?
I even think from what I've heard, I was talking to a very, very religious person one time. And I do think even the Bible does discuss planets and things like that. I'm not sure where.
It says watch, it says what is it,
the Bible, see the people.
It says beware of the signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars.
Ooh.
That's what it says in one of the
Jesus getting all mystical on us.
Oh yeah. I
mean, as if he wasn't already mystical enough.
Right. I was looking online and they had like the natal chart for Jesus.
Oh.
But I didn't think it would be that accurate, so I didn't bring it all to
you. Oh, you should have. It would have been hilarious. We could have talked about it while we were playing Galaxy Girl. So. Oh my god.
Yeah, I have to find Galaxy Girl.
Yeah, please do. It's on YouTube. I was listening to it the other night. I was playing all night and dancing around to it. I can't even sing it, but my voice is just crap, so I'm not going to make put you guys through that. I'll let Protozoa sing it to you.
Oh my
god. Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, and before we take a quick break, I wanted to share with you let's see, what do I want to share with you?
Everything. Yes. The Milky Way.
I would like to share with you this little
Okay.
It's a bit puzzled myself.
Yeah, Dominican offers meditation groups who meet on campus. Have you ever gone, Aquarius?
I have not. No.
Well, they meet on campus, and Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Mm. And Mondays is like the Zen Buddhist. Wednesdays is a different kind of Buddhism. And Thursdays is the Sufi Zikr Circle, which is really interesting. I think I'm going to go try it.
I would like to as well.
Yeah. And they are offered in Edge Hill Mansion.
What time is the Monday, since it's Monday?
Monday at 6:45.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be so late?
I think it would be cool to try something new. So the meditation groups, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays in Edge Hill Mansion.
And what time is it again on Monday?
Monday, 6:45. Wednesday, 7. Thursday is 8.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We should pick one this week and go.
Okay. I'm totally down.
We should. Not today. I want to go home and eat.
No, okay, fine. Not Monday for Aquarius.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some Mondays are okay, but not now.
Wednesday?
I have a ham sandwich with my name on it at home.
No, my stomach is definitely growling right now.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, so let's take a little break while I try to find Galaxy Girl. And we'll be right back. This is DJ May, and you're listening to The Seed on radio.dominican.edu.
Holla. Segment. I think we did so good.
This is Galaxy Girl real quick for you.
My girl, the galaxy is wake me up, shake me up, race me to the stars.
Okay, that was a lot of fun. Aquarius didn't realize that her mic was still on. Neither did I.
Oh, am I on now?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh my god. Okay. Well,
Aquarius is over here dancing.
I was dancing and just reminiscing about my childhood years. And yeah, that was a fabulous experience. I'm so glad to get a chance to share that with you guys here on College Radio. But that's Galaxy Is Ours by Microbe, and the lead singer is Protozoa, and I've been in love with him since forever.
And so, Harley D just walked into the studio.
You want to come give us a shout out?
She's looking dapper.
Hi. They can't hear you over there. Get over here.
Out. Hey, Harley.
Hi, guys.
Harley D, what's your sign?
My sign?
Yeah.
I'm Virgo.
Oh, go Virgos. I like Virgos.
Ooh, go Virgo. I actually don't know much about Virgo, but I bet Protozoa does.
I have a good friend who's a Virgo. So
really? Okay, very cool.
I give that thumbs up.
My mom is a Libra, so I have a soft spot for Libras. So, yeah.
We've been talking about astrology, in case Harley D is wondering why the heck we asked her that.
We just like random questions. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
So, yeah, we've been talking about astrology, and we're going to get into our last portion here about relationships and astrology.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And then we can play more Protozoa.
Yes.
Yay!
We can do that. We can do that for you, Aquarius.
Thank you.
So, there's a study that was out of Manchester, the University of Manchester in the UK, and it analyzed 10 million marriages.
Ooh.
Yeah. And basically, the study concludes that the research shows no astrological signs having no impact on the probability of marrying and staying married too.
Interesting.
But, you know, I'm not surprised, because a lot of people who are in marriages,
right,
they may not be that compatible.
Right, that's true.
You know? And
yeah.
Why is the divorce rate so high?
Right, yeah. But, I mean, for a lot of reasons, but, you know, astrology could have a lot to do with it. There are bets right now going around that Prince Harry in England and his new girlfriend, Cressidia Bonaz, I believe is her last
Ooh.
Name.
Yeah,
I know,
love that
right?
name.
Cressidia Bonaz.
It's so fierce.
I know, right? Oh, my gosh. But anyway, there's a big, big bet going around right now all over the place that they are not going to stay together because he is a Cancer and she's an Aquarius.
What?
And so...
That's the reason why? Well,
that's the reason
that goes,
why.
You know, that's the surface, but deeper, maybe they're just not compatible.
Yeah, maybe that's true. But right now, people are really betting that they're not going to, because people are wondering if she's going to, you know,
they're still
there's
together
be a
right
big,
now.
Yeah, well, they just got together recently, because before he was with Chelsea Davey, who I think is far more compatible for him, but that's a different story. Yeah, it's for a whole different show, folks. But who's compatible for Prince Harry? Me! Going back to Cressidia, people
betting
make bets on royal relationships
together.
All the time. They did it with Charles and Diana, they did it with Charles and Camilla, they did it with William and Kate, they did it with Harry and his previous girlfriend Chelsea Davey, and now they're doing it with Harry and Cressidia. But they say
they're like putting the kibosh on it.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
The kibosh. Can you explain kibosh?
The kibosh.
The kibosh.
They're putting the bad
energy. It sounds like Indian cuisine.
It.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where it came from. I just heard it.
The kibosh. I like that. Yeah.
Put the kibosh on it.
The kibosh.
Yeah. Can't put the bad energy on it.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. Well, anyways, there are, yes, that's what we wanted to talk about in relationships. That basically some planets may not be, some of your planets may not be in alignment with the other person's.
Yeah.
And that's what they say makes for incompatibility.
Now, I'll tell you something crazy about me as an Aquarius. Aquarius and Aquarius don't go together.
Really?
They don't. It says it's a meeting of the minds, but not of the souls.
Oh.
So two Aquariuses may think alike and things like that, but our hearts and our souls won't come together. It's really interesting. So you would think that we'd be, you know, two Aquariuses should be together, but no, that's not a good mix at all.
Do you have a lot of friends who are Aquarians?
No,
really?
I don't. No, I have a lot of Gemini friends. Aries friends. I have one Scorpio friend, and it has been a very trying friendship, but I love her at the end of the day. She's been a great friend, and I love having her as a friend, but I won't say that there have not been hurdles. It's been one of the more complicated friendships I've had.
Well, for Scorpios and Cancers, they get along pretty well.
Interesting.
Yeah, I get along with Scorpios real well.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
And then I know, let's see, I know Libras I get along with and Sagittarius. Those are the ones.
I'm gonna be honest. Actually, no, I'm not gonna be honest.
Oh, where was this going? Go on.
Never mind.
I bet Cancer's not your real sign. What is it? Oh my god.
No, it is. It is. Anyways.
We should have like a segment of truth on the show where we just like admit something we would never really usually admit. But since we have DJ names, it's okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun.
Not really.
Oh my god. So you don't know any other sign besides your sun sign?
No, I don't. That's sad. I need to look into that.
Yes.
Yeah, I really do. As a matter of fact, when I return on the show, I do plan on making another appearance at some point. I will come back with that information.
Please do.
For you guys and more protozoa songs.
Okay, good. You can actually look up your moon sign. You could look up your natal chart online.
Oh, awesome.
If any of you are interested, you can go on to cafeastrology.com or astro.com, and there they have you type in the time you were born. Right. You'll have to know what time you were born. You have to know where you were born.
Okay.
And you have to know the day.
Interesting.
And the month.
Interesting. Yeah.
And that's how they decide, or that's how they could tell where the planets were when you were born.
Right. Oh, mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah. Very cool indeed. Okay, so in conclusion.
Yes.
To this wonderful show about astrology.
Yes.
You might want to look into astrology and your chart, but don't let it govern you.
Yeah, that's true. Don't forget to live life, people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in, you know, sometimes we try to avoid things, but it's best just to live through them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree. You can't go through life, you know, trying to dodge, you know, different obstacles. Mm-hmm. You just have to go through them. Don't let anything or anyone predict what you should or shouldn't go through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's totally.
Yeah.
That's our conclusion.
Here. Yeah. Not even the zodiac.
Yeah. So thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Yay!
It's been fun. I had fun.
I had a blast.
Okay, good.
And oh my god, you just totally took me back to my childhood with, you know, the Xenon song and everything. So I am just on cloud 9 right now.
Well,
I just
I'm feel glad like I could high. Do that for you.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
And this has been The Seed, another episode. I think it's like episode 6 now. Next week, Monday at 2 p.m. Listen.
Yeah, you better.
Thank you.
Brother to the stage, a legend here in Jamaica and also all over the world, Mr. Jimmy Cliff.